Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Director of Veteran and Family Resources, Katie Travis, joins me from Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center with news about a food giveaway we think you should know. Katie, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
How are you doing today?
We're doing wonderful. Thank you for joining us here. You've got some news about a food giveaway that Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center hosts every 2 weeks.
I do. So we've started doing this a little around the start of kind of the COVID-19 crisis, and we've been doing such a great job with it. We've decided to push it through at least till the end of December. So we've got 5 more dates coming up. One of them is actually tomorrow. So it's the first and third Friday of every month, and it's up in the parking lot, the Norris Penrose Event Center's overflow parking lot, which is just across the street from Mount Carmel. And it starts at 11, but I highly recommend that folks get here a little earlier if they have time, because we bring in food from 2 different organizations. So the Care and Share mobile food pantry comes in, and then we also get some donations from Colorado Springs Food Rescue. And Care and Share is currently bringing enough food for about 150 families, give or take, and the food that we get from Colorado Springs Food Rescue covers about the first 50 to 75. And again, it really just depends on what donations they're able to bring in that week as far as what they're able to bring us. And so the first cars through tend to get some of the better selection. It's just the luck of the draws, you know, and being able to get there and sit tight for a little while. So I definitely recommend that folks start showing up. We've got cars that come as early as 8, but you don't need to be here quite that early. But I definitely recommend showing up before 11 o'clock.
And the event is open to all members of the community who are in need.
Yes.
And
yes, that event is completely open to the public.
You also note that registration is not required and walk-ups are even acceptable at the time.
Yeah, so we've got a couple different things going on there. If you are a walk-up or you ride your bike up or whatever that looks like, and you are living in a home, then we're able to provide you some food for that. If you are not living in a home situation, we have some meals set aside that are specific to cater that population. They don't require necessarily a refrigerator or a microwave, can opener, oven, those kinds of things. So we're able to get some lunch and dinner meals out that way as well.
And as you note, several dates, tomorrow, October 16th being one of them. You've got 2 dates in November and 2 in December.
Yep, so November 6th and the 20th, and then December 4th and the 18th. And again, that's the first and third Friday of every month. And then we also hand out flyers. Care and Share does mobile food pantries across the Colorado Springs area right now. So when you come in to see us, we'll also make sure everybody gets that flyer so they know where else they can go get assistance as well.
The idea is to take care of as many people as possible. And as you note, if you are in need and you're one of the families that wants to attend tomorrow, please plan to arrive just a little bit earlier. Registration not required. If you're a walk-up, then there are special accommodations that will be made for you. This is all happening in collaboration with Care and Share Food Bank of Southern Colorado and Colorado Springs Food Rescue. And as you say, Katie, this happens every other Friday, tomorrow the 16th, November 6th and 20th, December 4th and 18th, starts at 11 a.m. or it opens at 11 a.m. for distribution. Katie, we can't thank you enough, Director of Veteran and Family Resources for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, for helping to coordinate this and facilitate getting this food into the hands of people and families who are very much in need in the community.
Of course, and I thank you for sharing this information out there with everybody.
You are absolutely welcome. A treat to have you here on KRDO's Afternoon News.